You didn't get coffee?
Huh? No.
She must be jammed. Let me give you a hand.
Hey, Tony! Pounding on her's not gonna help.
She's broken.
Why don't you get a screwdriver?
Hey, that would hit the spot. Which of the machines has that?
No. Jim, she needs a screwdriver to open the machine.
Uh-huh. I'll get one out of the tool room. Hey, how come this is locked?
Louis says it's off limits.
The tool room is off limits now?
Yeah. And I'm not supposed to tell why, no matter what.
You mean he's hiding something in there?
Louis will kill me, but he's storing food in there.
Food?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, he thinks the end of the world's coming, so he's turning the room into a shelter. Louis's determined to survive.
Wish he'd put it up to a vote.
Yeah. What's that?
What's what? What's in the barrel? It's my lunch.
A lunch of wheat?
You get tired of salami.
Louis, why are you suddenly preparing for the end of the world? You know something we don't?
Judas! All right, I got this idea while I was watching the Donahue show one day. He had a guy on there who was saying where the world was going and what we had to do to protect ourselves. And let me tell you something, he scared the hell out of me. And you know who else he scared? Donahue?
Donahue is not as scared of anything.
Well, he's scared of this.
Oh.
You know that special twinkle he's got in his eye?
Yeah.
Well, it was gone. As gone as your brain.
What are you worried about, Louis?
I'm worried about everything, Banta. I'm worried about inflation destroying the economy. About murderers running loose in the streets. About criminals controlling the cities. Politicians hamstringing the police. Nuclear holocaust, epidemic, class warfare, an end of the world as we know it.
Oh, boo-hoo. You gotta learn to take the bad with the good, boss.
Well, thanks, Confucius.
But, Louis, come on, if that were to happen, then no one would survive.
Oh, yeah? Someone would. Come with me. Welcome to Louis's Doom Room. I've been doing a lot of study. This garage was built back in the days when they knew how to build buildings. I mean, back in the days when they used good Irish and Italian laborers, not these foreigners they got now. Right up here by Nardo, my food supply. Freeze-dried, dehydrated goodies. My water purifier. My grain mill. Look at this. Yeah. Over here, my generator for electricity. And there, my radiation-proof suits.
Really? This must have cost you a fortune.
What good is money in a bank, Nardo, when you're a radioactive pretzel?
How come you got four cuts?
You don't think that I'm going to come in here alone, do you? I've picked the survival squad to be with me. First of all, there's Jeff. I need him to convince the black hordes I'm cool.
I'll do what I can.
Oh, then, of course, there's Nardo's cot.
You've wasted your money, Louis.
Nardo? Shh. Don't bother to deny me on this. When the day comes, you'll be knocking on that door when you're up to your pretty dimpled cheeks in rubble. And I'll be in here waiting. Just so we know that it's you. Here's the password.
That's disgusting.
But memorable. It'll be our little love call, Nardo.
Louis, if you and I were the last man and woman on Earth, we'd be the last man and woman on Earth.
Well, let me see. There's you and Jeff and Elaine, right? But when the Holocaust comes, who's going to be the fourth member of your survival squad?
What are you thinking of me, boss?
Yes, Iggy, I was thinking of you. The last time I stepped on a snail in my bare feet.
Please, boss, let me join in. All this talk has got me scared. I don't want to die.
Trust me, Iggy, you'll never know the difference. All right, come on, everybody out. Out, 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 out.
So, who is the fourth member?
I bet I know. You're gonna take Alex.
Well, I was thinking of Regan. But it wouldn't work. Because he'd vie with me for leadership of the group. Besides, he'd use up too much oxygen. The fourth man I picked is a very important cog in my machine. I needed an enforcer. Somebody who would respond to my every command. Someone with a lot of muscle and a single-digit IQ.
Yeah, well, just forget about him. He's not interested in this stuff.
I wouldn't count on him, Louis.
No way, Louis. Who are we talking about?
I think he means you, Tony.
Get out of here. You want me, Louis?
You bet I do, Banta. You know what New York City's like when it rains? People will kill each other for a cab. Imagine what it would be like if disaster hit here. This city would be a combat zone. You had experience in Vietnam.
Yeah, I did.
Take 2 or 3 weeks and read this pamphlet. It'll fill you in.
Heading for Armageddon.
The guy is a terrific writer.
Look, keep your nightmares to yourself, Louis. I think it's about time to go to Mario's. Come on.
Oh, yeah. All right, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now let everybody shut up and let's hear what Banta has to say. Let him decide for himself.
All right, fine. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony. Go ahead. Tell him. Tell him what you think of his ghoulish little, morbid, cynical little plan for doomsday.
I think it sounds like fun.
That's my boy. Here, read. It's got pictures in there.
You know, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You haven't got an idea of what you're talking about. It's one thing to save up a lot of food and read scare books, but it's another thing to lock yourself up in a room. I don't think this little group of yours would last 2 days in there.
Oh, yeah, Regan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, is that what you think?
Yeah, that's
what you think, yeah? You do think that?
Yeah,
well, I'm going to show you, Regan. I'll show you what we can do. Your little speech here gave me a good idea. Our little group needs some field experience. All the books say you got to conduct drills. That is exactly what I'm going to do. My crack squad and I are going to go in there for a weekend. We're going to spend 2 days in there just as though a disaster had really hit.
Just like maneuvers in the army, Louie. That's a good idea.
That's right, Banta. Come here, Jeff.
All right. So what disaster is it going to be?
I don't know. How about civil rioting?
That's not bad. But why don't we go for the atomic war?
Hey, what about earthquake and pestilence?
Oh, man, why fool around with that small stuff? Let's go for atomic war.
Yeah, but earthquakes are bad.
All right, hold it. All right, we'll do it all. It's an atomic blast that starts an earthquake, setting off civil rioting. All right, that's good. Good. All right, we can throw pestilence in.
All right, okay.
Jeff?
Yeah?
I'm ready. Where's Banta?
He's on his way.
Keys.
Wait a minute. Lou, let me ask you a question. Have you thought this thing through really well? I mean, if you're going to be in there with all that food and everybody out here is going to be starving, they're going to be trying to get in there. And what if there was a little girl who hadn't had anything to eat for days? I mean, some cute little freckle-faced girl came weekly rapping at your door, begging for a morsel of food. What are you going to do about that, huh? You going to turn her away?
Oh, let me get this straight, Riga. Are we talking about a little adorable Muppet? Say about 8 years old, golden ringlets, just a hint of a lisp?
Yeah, that's the one.
But look, Riga, it's survival of the fittest. I mean, there's no room for compassion here. I mean, if you're soft, you're dead.
But Louie, what about that little girl?
She's buzzard bait.
All right, Jeff, I'm ready.
All right. Tony, that's a great look. How do I go about getting an outfit like that?
You enlist in the army and you spend a year of your life in Vietnam.
How about just the hat?
Tony! Jeff!
Yeah?
Let's go! Now, let's pay attention here. We gotta do this right. We gotta get organized. It is now 1 o'clock Friday afternoon.
Lou, 1,300 hours.
Good, Banta. 1,300 hours Friday afternoon. We are gonna go into that survival bunker and lock the door behind us. And under no conditions are we going to emerge prior to 1600 hours Sunday. All right. Now, as far as we're concerned, the world out here is gone. Are there any questions?
Who played Lumpy in Leave It to Beaver?
We may look silly to you, Riga, but we're doing something here that's very important. There are a lot of people who feel exactly the way I do. And if I'm crazy, then there are millions of people out there who are just as crazy as I am.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Louie.
I guess.
Okay. Disaster has struck. Let's go to the survival bunker.
All right. Hey, Alex, Elaine, have a nice weekend.
Bye. Yeah,
enjoy yourself.
Say goodbye to the world as we know it.
Goodbye to the world.
No. It's a figure of speech. So long, losers.
I just had a terrifying thought. If the world were to end tomorrow, that's what's left of the human race.
Man your stations.
Ha ha ha.
supposed to be doing something?
We are doing something, Bantha. We're surviving. You want something to read?
I'm still working on a pamphlet. Hey, how about something to eat, Lou?
That's a good idea. Here we go. A nice big bowl of vitamin-enriched legumes. These here have the nutritional equivalent of an entire egg breakfast.
What are we supposed to do with it?
You eat them. Mmm.
This is awful. Well, Louie, ain't you got anything that tastes good to eat in this place?
Yeah.
There's some freeze-dried ice cream.
Nah! Don't you dare touch that freeze-dried ice cream until you finish your legumes.
Come on, Louie, let's eat some.
Yeah. Eat.
Hey, let's take a vote on it. Everybody for ice cream, raise your hand.
It's 3-1, Louie.
Ignatowski, what the hell are you doing in here?
I'm voting for ice cream.
What are you doing in my survival bunker? You're not supposed to be here.
Oh, I've been living in here for 3 days, eating this great food, listening to the shortwave, reading all those books, and sleeping in these crazy sleeping bags.
Get the hell out of here, you. Come on.
Oh, come on, boss. Let me stay. I'll be a good soldier.
Iggy.
Huh?
Your mind is mush. I haven't got the faculty of Harvard in here as it is. Come on now, you gotta get out of here before
boss.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is perfect. This is great. I'm glad you're here, Iggy.
Thanks, boss. I'm glad to be here.
Iggy, you are going to play an important part in my little survival group.
Hey, you bet. What do you want me to do? What can I do for you, boss?
All right, you just stand there
and
let Bantha throw you out.
Can do.
What are you talking about, Louie?
Look, Bantha, we're simulating a real thing here. That's why I got you on the squad. Remove the invading anarchist.
Come on, Louie, it's just Jim.
It's not Jim. It's a starved maniac after your food.
Hey, he could have my legumes.
Is the enemy, Bantha. He is threatening our lives. Now get up and throw him out of here.
Okay, come on, Jim. You gotta go. It's just a drill anyway. Come on.
No, Bantha, this is not a drill. You have to tell yourself that this is the real thing. Outside that door, there's a world that's smoking, burning, glowing. There's nothing out there. No air, no water, no food. Just total devastation.
You want me to throw him out into that?
That's right. I want you to throw him out of there. If you can't do it now, then you'll never be able to do it, and you're no use to me.
I can't do it, Louie.
Okay, coward. I'll do it. I'll throw Iggy out myself.
No, don't do that, boss. I want to live. I want to stay here with you. I don't want to die.
I'm sorry, Iggy. I mean, that's the way it is. It's a question of who's going to survive, you or me. It can't be both of us. That's why I got to throw you out.
I understand. I don't want you to die because of me. So long, boss. Goodbye. Can I ask just one more thing from you, boss?
No food, no water, no nothing.
A hug.
Yeah.
See, Louie? It's no fun pretending everybody's dead.
What if you're not pretending, Banta?
That won't be any fun either.
You had to hug me.
All right, forget it. The whole thing's called off. Let's go.
Go, go on, get off!
Will you get away from the door?
There's nothing but devastation and death out there. Nobody and nothing. Hi, Alex.
Well, an 11-minute Armageddon. Sort of an Armageddonette.
Come on, Jeff, I'll buy you a beer.
I hear you.
Hey, see you later.
Oh, come on, Louie. It's not the end of the world.
Real funny, Riga. You see this? Dead man.
What are you talking about?
I was done in by a soft heart.
Whose?
I couldn't throw Ignatowski out of there. When it came right down to it, I was soft. I'm a loser like you. When the end comes, I'll be nothing but a charcoal briquette.
Oh, gee, what a shame. Now you're just gonna have to take your chances with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, it's not gonna be what you think. You couldn't throw Jim out. You couldn't turn your back on Jim. And if the time came, you wouldn't be able to turn your back on that little girl, or anybody else for that matter. And that's where our hope is. Not in radiation suits and fallout shelters, but in compassion. If we don't give up on the future, we can make it. We don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. We can look forward to it.
Did you say something, Riga?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry,
no,
I wasn't listening.
No,
I wasn't listening.
You were listening. Don't sit there dripping with love for humanity and pretending you didn't hear me. You sweet little tender rascal, you.
Hey,
Louie, come on. Everybody went to Mario's. Come on, let me buy you a beer.
Maybe later. Hey, Riga, wait up.
Mr. Walters.